Does the name Roseanne Vuitt ring a bell? Well, it should. Today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots, the story of the Valley woman who broke the glass ceiling of the California State Senate. The year was 1976. In Sacramento, the state Senate was male, pale, and stale. Enter a 50-year-old woman from Dinuba who shook things up in a big way. Roseanne Vuitt was born in the Tulare County town of Cutler, the daughter of Serbian-American farmers. She worked as a tax accountant and eventually ran her family's citrus, olive, and fruit-growing operation. She began a career of public service, winning election to the Alta Hospital District Governing Board. In 1976, she became the first woman ever elected to the California State Senate. Vuitt was a moderate Democrat who was unafraid of bucking party leadership. She also developed a reputation for attention to detail and ethics. When an FBI corruption probe floated a Senate bill to illegally benefit a fake company, Vuitt and her staffers wanted no part of it. And she wasn't afraid to call out her colleagues. After she was elected, she kept a bell on her desk and would ring it every time someone said, "Gentlemen of the Senate." Vuitt served four terms in the Senate before retiring in 1992 due to health issues. She died in 2001. Today, the Freeway 41 and 180 interchange in Fresno is named for her, as well as a hearing room in Sacramento and a park in her hometown of Dinuba. For KVPR Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.